But it will, of course, be Jordan Momlove, Dallas Wallen, Brady Block, Ian Leisk will be in the starting lineup along with Brandon Stewart. So the Cardinals going with a little bit of a different lineup, and I know there are a couple of players that are down there that are one's on crutches, so they won't have some players tonight. And again, they just played a string of four games in 5 days with that Ellsworth game and then the Osceola game followed by Luther on back-to-back days and then the game at Fiserv Forum. And so as a result of that, the Cardinals getting a much-needed break Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They did not have a game chance to regroup, recuperate, and we'll play some basketball here tonight between Somerset and Prescott. 18 minutes on the clock, a jammed house tonight in the Nest as Prescott and Somerset ready to go. Again, Prescott will be moving from left to right. Somerset from right to left. Somerset looks almost exactly like Amory, and so I will do my very best to make sure I don't call them Amory. I've already done it once. But here's the tip-off. Wallen got a piece of it, but it's controlled by the Spartans. And it will be Kane Donnelly who's got it in the left wing. He kicks it back out to Dylan Lesha. And now Donnelly inside to Gebheim, trying to back down Brady Block to the basket, and he gets it in off the window. So Gebheim scores for Somerset, and they take a 2-0 lead. Here's Wallen back to Leisk on the right elbow just inside the arc, and Leisk under the basket can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Somerset. Here's Waskell with it. Waskell to Gebheim. Gebheim drives in off a block, can't get it to go, and Leisk secures the rebound. Now it's Dallas Wallen up the floor for Prescott. Wallen back to Stewart in the left corner. Stewart drives in. Shot doesn't go off the window. And then a foul is called on Prescott as Brady Block went for the rebound. And so with 17-14 to play, Cardinals are 0-for-2 so far from the floor. And here goes Caden Krybik bringing it up the floor. He's got it over to Thomas Waskell in the left wing. Under the basket, got it taken away. That was Kane Donnelly. And now Momlove across the timeline. Here's Momlove to Wallen in the left wing. Wallen trying to drive inside and gets it to go. And the foul. So Dallas Wallen was fouled as he drove inside and got it in. And he'll go to the line for the good old-fashioned three-point play to try to make this a one-point lead for the Cardinals. Again, a big turnaround for Prescott. Tomorrow they play at 1:45 Saturday when you're listening to this as Wallen hits the free throw to give Prescott a 3-2 lead. Here goes Somerset into the front court, back over into the right wing. Now top of the key with it, that's Krybik. Krybik passes it to Waskell, left of the wing. Here's Lesha on the way, doesn't go, and it's Stewart on the rebound. And then Stewart, looking for a pass, throws it off of a Spartan. It's Lesha with it, and Lesha will drive inside, and he'll get it to go. And Somerset reclaims the lead 4-3. Here's Momlove back to Stewart. Stewart looking for Wallen. Wallen trying to set something up. Has it to Stewart in the left wing. Back to Momlove. Momlove to Wallen and then back inside to Stewart from the left elbow. Stewart is tangled up. Can't get the shot to go. And then Lesha secures the rebound. And then Momlove goes for a steal, but it comes back out to Gebheim. And then Gebheim gets it in. 6-3 Somerset early on here with 15:52 to go as Wallen has the basketball. Here's Wallen inside to Block, and Block will get it in off the window to cut it to a one-point game, 6-5. Somerset trying to set something up now. 15:34 to play. Spartans lead by a single point. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be off the back iron and rebounded by Wallen. Wallen to Block, wide open right wing for three, in and out, no good. Rebound by Stewart, that's not going to go. And then Lesha on the rebound for Somerset. Here's Lesha, sends it back out into the left wing. That's left corner, actually, Kamen Gebheim. Gebheim back out to Caden Krybik. Krybik to Lesha. Lesha kicks it back out now, right wing to Krybik. Krybik trying to spin inside, kicks it out to Gebheim, and then Gebheim moves in from the left wing and gets it in. Lead back to 3-8-5. Coach Nick Johnson doing some coaching as Wallen brings it across the timeline for the Cardinals. Wallen thought about the three, kicks it out to Stewart, top of the key. Here's Leisk in the right wing. Leisk, and loses the handle. It goes out of bounds into the Somerset student section. And with 14:36 to go, it'll be Spartan basketball. Here comes the inbound now, and bringing it across the timeline for Somerset is Donnelly. Donnelly over to Gebheim in the left wing. Gebheim gets it back, same position to Krybik. Krybik back out now to Donnelly. Donnelly to Lesha. Lesha off the window, got it in. And almost all, if not all, of Somerset's points have been in the paint so far. Here's Momlov, back to Wallen. Wallen thought about a deep three, but doesn't take it, and then hands it off to Block, right of the wing. Block to Momlov. Momlov comes back towards the top of the key. One-on-one right now, the situation as Gebheim will block a block pass to Jordan Momlov. And it will stay with the Cardinals with 13:55 remaining. Here's Block into Momlov, and then Wallen gets fouled by Thomas Waskell as Momlov passed it to him. So Ian Leisk will inbound the basketball. And again, I was not there for the last three games, but since I've been here last, it's a different starting lineup for the Cardinals tonight as Leisk's inbound is thrown out of bounds by Lesha and will stay with the Cardinals again. Now Stewart will inbound it from the near side baseline. Gets it into Wallen. Wallen kicks it out to Block. Block from the top of the key to Momlov. Momlov stutter steps, pivots, takes a deep three. It's going to be short. Ball is up into the air still. Block will get the rebound. He gets it to Wallen. Wallen, floater on the way, is short and rebounded by Somerset. Here comes Lesha. Lesha back out to, that is Krybik. Krybik to Lesha now in the left wing. Here's Lesha, drives inside. It's loose on the floor, picked off by Momlov. Momlov on the run, looking for somebody to get it to, but hands it off to Stewart, left wing. Now left corner for Leisk. Leisk back to Momlov in the left wing. Momlov for three. No. Rebounded by Stewart. Stewart is fouled. And one! Brandon Stewart fouled, and the bucket, a big one for Prescott early on here. And Brandon Stewart will go to the free throw line in front of the entirety of the Prescott boys basketball parents who are sitting in those bleachers with their backs to the banners here. If you're familiar with the nest, as Stewart misses the free throw. And now, Waskell out to Donnelly in the left wing. Donnelly throws it way out of bounds. And it will go back to Prescott. It went over the head of the Prescott staff and into about the second row of the stands here, looking for Krybik. As Temmers will now replace Ian Leisk on the floor. And so now the starting five we've seen much of the year is out there for the Cardinals. Temmers trying to set something up. Gets it to Wallen inside. Off the front of the rim. No good. And it's rebounded by Donnelly. Excuse me, Waskell to Donnelly. And then Donnelly lays it in. 12-7. 12 and a half to play first half. Here's Momlov with the basketball. Momlov kicks it out to Temmers. Under the basket. Temmers off the window. No. Rebounded by Lesha. Here goes the Spartans. Here's Donnelly out to Lesha now in the right wing. Actually, excuse me, that's Krybik with it. Now it's Donnelly. And Donnelly can't get the floater to go. Gebheim wrestling for the rebound will get it for Somerset. He'll kick it out to Lesha, wide open for three. Yes. Lesha hits the three. It's an 8-point lead for Somerset, 15-7. Momlov, the block under the basket, lays it in. Block beat the defender and got open in the lane and got it in for the points. It's 15-9. as Donnelly gets it to Waskell in the left wing. Now Waskell gets it back from Gebheim out to Donnelly, top of the key. And now a three on the way by Somerset is good from Thomas Waskell, and the lead's up to 9, 18-9. Prescott was down by 10 against Somerset. They rallied there. Here's a three by Stewart. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Donnelly. Donnelly, Lesha on the run. Can't get the floater to go. Rebounded by Stewart as the tempo picks up. Stewart back to Wallen, right corner for three. Yes! Dallas Wallen hits a three, and it's 18-12. Now Momloff pokes at it, but Somerset keeps it alive. And now Gebheim going to be fouled by, I believe, Temmers, as Mason Schumer is at the table and will replace Brady Block in the basketball game for the Cardinals. So Schumer comes on to provide some more rebounding as Block will take a rest. And the Somerset lead is 6. Prescott, remember, trailed against Ellsworth by 10. And then ended up taking the lead at the end of the first half and outscored them 40-12 in the second half. Here's a three on the way by Somerset. That's off the mark. Volleyballed, and then Wallen corrals the rebound for Prescott. Here's Wallen. Here's Schumer, right corner for three. Yes! Mason Schumer hits a three, and we got a three-point game, 18-15, with 10.5 to go in the first half. That's Andy Rojas, who's checked in for Somerset. And it's out of bounds off of a Spartan. Rojas arguing that it was off of a Cardinal. But it will be Prescott basketball with 10:24 to go as Stewart inbounds to Wallen. Wallen back to Temmers in the left wing. Now it's Stewart, thought about the three from the top of the key. Loses the ball and then hands it off to Momloff as he gets the ball back. Now Momloff inside to Stewart off the window. Good. No timeout necessary. Prescott has cut it to 1, 18-17 at the 10-minute mark of the first half. Here's Waskell, double-teamed, and now with it is Krybik. Krybik into the right corner, Rojas. And then Rojas under the basket. That's number 53, Jordan Walters, a 6'7 senior who has came in off the bench for Somerset, and Walters gets fouled. And so he will go to the free throw line for the Spartans with 9:49 to go. And he will miss the first free throw. 18-17, the advantage for the Somerset Spartans, as they will bring in number 25, Jamison Wink, into the game. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Prescott's got a chance for the lead. Here's Wallen. Back out to Temmers in the right corner. Temmers back to Momloff. Momloff is bottled up. Gets it to Stewart inside. Stewart dribbles it out of bounds. Goes back to Somerset. 18-17. 9:33 to play. Here goes Kane Donnelly into the front court for the Spartans. Donnelly under the basket, Walters, and he gets it in off the glass. Lead back to 3 for Somerset, 20-17. Here's Wallen. Wallen dribbles inside to the right elbow, kicks it back out right of the wing to Temmers. Temmers back to Wallen. Wallen, a deep 3 right wing off the mark. Rebound comes down to number 25, Jamison Wink. And Wink gets it to Krybik. Krybik to Donnelly in the left wing. Now back out to Krybik along the near baseline. Krybik then sees it kicked, and it will stay with the Spartans. Leask on for Stewart. That's the only change on the floor for Prescott. So it's Schumer, Leask, Temmers, and then Momloff and Wallen on the floor for Prescott. Donnelly with the basketball inside to Walters, and then Walters looking for Wink. Got it rejected. Wallen says it's Prescott ball, and the ref agrees. 8:42 remaining. Cardinals trail by three, looking to snap a three-game losing skid. Here's Momlov into the front court. Momlov to Wallen from the right elbow. Just outside the free throw line. Now Wallen spins inside and then kicks it back out to Temmers. Now right wing with it is Wallen. Wallen looking for somewhere to go with it. Somehow keeps it in and then gets it back to Momlov. And now Momlov looking for room, but he's bottled up. Gets it. Here's a three by Elise. That's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Temmers. Temmers back to Wallen for Prescott. Back to Temmers for the tie. Yes! It rattles in for Barrett Temmers. And it's 20-20. And now Somerset will take a three. And that will be nothing but net from well beyond the three-point line, 23-20, and Coach Johnson's seen enough. He takes a timeout. So Prescott tied it up, but Somerset responds with a Caden Krybek three. It's Spartans 23, Cardinals 20 on your home of the Prescott Cardinals.